suspecting that we are not going to take our precious time. The agenda as it is, we've got one item today, the liberation of such appeal court recommendation processes. I want that Ebuo and Ms. Kumelele, they must take us through in order that we must start with our work. Ebu, you up, and then you actually, if there's any. Thank you.
Good morning, Honourable Members, and thank you, Chairperson. Members would request that last week there was a motion to that we get legal advice and so that we can be taken through the process. Ms. Ngema is here for that purpose. But what we intend to achieve today, hoping that all goes going well, is that should be at a point that we are able, members are able to short sit through the series and short list. One thing that was mentioned last week was what criteria is going to be used to do that. What we have come up with is that for the session, we've got 23 cities to go through. We go through each one of them just to determine the eligibility of the candidates related to the shortlisting process. And the eligibility will be determined by the candidate's ability to meet the requested minimum requirements, which will include, amongst others, the candidate should be nominated by a member of the public. The candidate must produce certified copies of their qualifications. The candidate should provide a CV. The candidate should indicate, should provide an acceptance letter to accept nomination into the board. And that process will be the process through which candidates will be eliminated or done. Now the second stage that then we will get into will be a process where we say, now we've got we've eliminated 2 out of 23, we've got 21 CVs to go through. The committee decided last week that they want to have 14 members shortlisted for the interview. And so from 21 to 14, what then do we do to eliminate CVs? That's when the specific as of the act then start kicking in, or members will then decide to say, how many of those candidates in principle do we have as women? And because we want the board to be representative, if that's the most important issue. Then if it's those candidates as women, those that have made it to the best round. And then out of those candidates, we then say we've got 4 candidates of women, we've got 17 females. Now, obviously, not all 4 of them would make it to the board, because from them, then we can determine out of this 4 women, out of this 17, who of them then meets the requirements of possessing the required experience in disaster management, event management, disaster management in events. Possesses the specific required experience in safety and security, shows commitment towards fairness, transparency, and as stipulated by the Act. So all those pre-joint candidates then would be eliminated based on that particular criteria of the Act. Now you have a process where you have, then you are able to get through the 14 candidates, obviously determining then the number of experience that they can get to have and so on. So one thing that may happen in the process is that you may have women that are falling out from four, perhaps to two or one. You may have other male candidates or other gender or even demographic groups falling out in the process. And out of those that you then have made it to the 14, the committee can therefore set a criteria of how many of them, how should the composition of the committee therefore look like. Sometimes process like that is also to shoot ourselves in the foot, because the candidate that you may anticipate that may get there or meet the criteria information falls out. So I'll say that the process of determining then who are the last seven candidates will therefore be concluded after the interviews have been processed. So at this stage, we are at a stage where we need to see through the 23 to eliminate based on the minimum requirements. The second part is where members then determine who of those members related to the 14 shortlisted candidates. So we're hoping that the process will be completed by today, so that at the end of the day, before members depart on Friday, we are able to determine how many of those should have made it, and we are able to publish the names of shortlisted candidates for the public, and invite therefore to the interviews at the later stage. The committee decides also.
Honourable members, I'm suspecting that there's nothing that can discuss. Mamungem want to start a process now. Here we are. We have everybody does have the copies of the CVs. Oh. And then I'll ask you to take part to guide us. How do we do it now to try to get this put in candidate? I'm just getting the process. It's like that any member will propose the name or the names, and we must agree or disagree. I want that you must lead on that process, because it can be a hectic one for me as a chair. Thank you.
Greetings, honorable members and everyone. Thank you for speaking. I tend to agree with the question of the chairperson, and also understand that maybe the committee members did get a chance to receive it prior to the meeting, but if not, I suppose we have to establish the CV, and as indicated, a member would then indicate out of the CVs as to which ones are possibly nominated forward, and if the committee agrees that those then according to the aspect that makes the 14, which will then be shortlisted. Thank you.
Anyone want to propose? Must somebody propose name or names? Even if we say you've seen two of them or three of them, but we need to agree upon those names, and somebody maybe, I don't know, that the process of motivation, where it comes. Actually, honorable Abrams. Are you okay? Honorable Manana.
I think if maybe we can propose, I don't know if the legal advice or not, if maybe by guiding us, if I nominate, maybe I nominate two of them and say, oh, I nominate Mr. Manana. I don't know if I have to put the... If I nominate one, I mean two, am I allowed to do so or not? That's a question.
Thank you.
I'm thinking that, as I said, if members have had a chance to go through the series, maybe just make a nomination, either making two or one, and indicate why you suggest that person should be put forward for the budget, and that then can help the process move forward.
Emua, take us through. We have this. Do we have this cover copy which was with the bigger fund register submission number candidate and these candidates are 23 and then Umpu will take us through when we are selected. Surely we didn't come here not of it and we can the understanding that this one is qualifying, this one as the ABC. So I'm suspecting that Utemu was going to do that. And did you give us all that summarize? Yes. Everybody does have it. There is a document that it was from the office with the summarized document. Take us through.
Thank you very much, members. Last week we distributed the copy of the summarized version of the resume of the CV for the candidates. So what I'll go through as the first process of elimination is to take members through each candidate, their profile, including documents admitted, nominations, the reason that you've made the nomination and so on. Because from then you're able to see who then would have met the minimum requirements as stipulated by the advert that's put in here. If we already we start with candidates,
press your mic. Now let's give him that he must talk and from there even if we don't have it, what is going to be reproduced, but at least the process of the summarized version candidate, we'll talk on that. At least if he does, we'll respond on that. Even if they, you know what, if he's saying that he did summarize and get these people, this big file will assist us to just pick that CV, and when he's giving that name, we'll all look at that CV. That's why it's important that our original, I can say original files must be with us, besides that one which is summarized.
Okay.
Not necessary, that files are with us, files are with us. I'm saying files are with us, that's the process, that in the summarized version, you know, we go straight to the main CVs.
Thank you, Chairperson. In this process, what we basically will be looking for is number one, see if the person won the CV. Secondly, there's a nomination letter that supports the CV and an acceptance letter. And also copies of certificates of the candidate. And the one requirement which is specific to the members of the board is that one of them must be at least an affiliate attorney, a particular attorney, or an advocate with a minimum of 2 years of experience. So any candidate that will meet this criteria that is related. So it doesn't actually specify that all must be they must not all be, it doesn't say that all must be allocated for Sufi, but just one of the members, maybe a large set, I think. So we can choose from a large pool. The first candidate, candidate A, Mr. Lufuno Tokyo Nevondre, male 32, got a number of qualifications, master's. He's currently an advocate in Limpopo province and has worked for a number of organizations, including the University of Limpopo, Madopa Incorporated, pension, Office of the Pension Fund Adjudicator, so forth. Has got a lot of experience in international services, civil aviation, Toyando Victim Empowerment Program. He was nominated by Ramachi School of Law, University of Limpopo. Just for verification, that is there. Shune, do we have copies of the certificates from Mr. Nevondre? Mm-hmm.
What is his number?
A.
Thank you. You will see it also on your own, in your own folder, whether or not we have it. A. Certified copies of qualifications, did you see?
The Master's of Laws, Bachelor of Laws. So, with regards to this candidate, the four minimum criteria are the nomination letter, acceptance letter, CV, 35 copies of certificates. I would suggest that so far we just do the elimination process before we get to the merits and demerits of the candidate.
Yeah.
Shall we pass this candidate?
Mm-hmm.
Candidate B. Candidate B, Miss Adrinette Lekabo Mokwena, female 30 years. She's got an LLB from UKZN. Currently she's a director at Mokwena and Chago Attorneys. She has worked for legal aid, survived a board experience, and was nominated by a member of the public, Ms. Maria Selemanishime. Do we have the topic?
Ms. Maria
Selemanishime,
could you see in your dinner folder?
We have them.
Did you see?
Yeah, thank you very much. So we can have that candidate. NAC, Mr. Malachi Steven Hiller, male 54 years, he's got senior teacher certificate, Bachelor of Arts from UNISA, D.Ed. with Education Management from UNISA, Flower Scale Soccer Academy, Sport Management Diploma, and so on.
As a practicing attorney, look at the CV for Mrs. Mokwena. Her addition as an attorney of the High Court only took place in the Financial Bank of 2013. So by the time we deliberate this, it's going to go for another 2 weeks.
Remember that not all board members would have law or advocacy, law degrees. Actually, there's no population that all must have law degrees. So if she can make it as a chairperson, she will make a criteria for being a general board member.
Yes.
Okay. So Mr. Pillar, 54 years. He's currently a CEO of Sarasen School Football Association, SARFA, and he has worked for the 2013 AFCON and 2014 CHAN. Thanks for FAFA, the 2010 FIFA World Cup, Kadime, does not have a board membership, but was nominated by Mr. Ismail Makhedi, the COO of FAFA. So we have to, just to check if Mr. Manatus and the Mr. Kila certificate supply. Nomination letter submitted. Thank you very much. So we can pass that candidate. Thank you, candidate D. Mr. Claude Ashwin Basudeh,
May 56th, Aircraft, University of Cape Town, LLB NISA, LLM Cornell University, Postgraduate Diploma in Criminal Justice and Forensic Auditing, KRL. He's currently an admitted attorney at the High Court of South Africa. The work for UCT, UKZN, the law offices of Basile and Bandala, Asia Street, Harit Hashfat, and Hassan. Have held board membership for Boxing FA and KZN Boxing Commission. Was nominated by Ms. Celestin Matlamoni. Qualifications admitted, nomination letter present. Thank you. Shall we pass that candidate? Candidate number E. Candidate number E. Ms. Lomthanda Sokotchinate Ndanda, female, 38 years old. Hold qualification in accounting sciences, BCom from UNISA, and honors in BCom auditing, master's MBA in from UNISA. She's currently compliance controls and risk led Africa for Africa region for Pfizer. She has worked for the city of City Power, Alexander Forbes, Star, South Kent Airways, South Kent Revenue, and Office of the Auditor General. And held board membership as an audit member of the Department of Arts, USAPA, the DLC, within the Department of Transport. Was nominated by a member of the public, Ms. Lucinda Dalto. Are copies of the CV submitted?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't see the...
I don't see that. Maybe she knows
the... Most of those are taken from the CV, so... No, I'm saying they are taken from the CV, not necessarily from the original copy. If none of them have copies within the file, this indicates if they are copies of the CV.
Okay, before that, you must check in your file immediately that we don't get anything but files with us. What are you going to say, Mr.
I'm just going to say, with your permission, that since she has nominated herself,
No, there was a nomination letter. That's why it's here at the end of it. There's a nomination letter from Lucinda Dalton. I think that would have been her acceptance letter. Ms. Lucinda Dalton has nominated. But do we have copies of... Thank you. Are the copies of the candidates, copies of the certificates there? Do we have them? Can you confirm? Okay. Candidate F. Method Live Dadlab Mills. He's a male, 17 years old, from the Fellow Chartered Institute of Secretaries and Administration International, Fellow Southern, those are qualifications. He's a Fellow of the Southern Institute of Chartered Secretaries and Administration, Fellow of the Chartered Institute of Business Management, Fellow of the Institute of Risk Management South Africa, Associate of the Institute of Internal Audit Health, Distinguished Toastmaster, Fellow of the Institute of Directors. He is currently in public practice. I believe that he's doing private practice in the public sector, something to that effect. He has worked for Richard Bay Coal Mine Terminal Company Limited. He's been a Chartered Secretary for Public Practice. Chamber of Mines and the United Building Society. have held a number of board memberships, accounting practices board, steering committee on corporate governance, agricultural council, national radio, active waste disposal institute, diploma museum. He was nominated by Ms. Denise Neal. That is my story. Mr. Clive, that last name. Do you have copies of all those certificates, nomination letter? Can we get to the merits and demerits of the candidate after this process of elimination?
Yeah, one noted there, we are taking that everything is with us.
Thank you. Candidate G, CRS Mudimueng, he's from Mexico, CRS Mudimueng, the male candidate. 28 years, he's got an MBA from Regent. Certificate course in Applied Project Management from NEPFERS, National Diploma in Public Relations Management. She's currently a Public Affairs and Corporate Citizenship Manager at Samsung Electronics Africa. She has worked for Anglo-America, Kumba INF, Business Politics and Labor Generalist for the Fai Khan, Business Unity, South Africa, and South African Student Congress, passed by the spokesperson HUT. Was a member of the board for University of Johannesburg Advisory Board member. He was nominated by Professor Dekisi Potala of the Faculty of Engineering and Genes Environment from the University of Johannesburg. Do we have a nomination letter? Congratulations. Shall we pass the candidate? Candidate H. Mr. Frederick Baruti Gomani, 42 years old. He holds a Bachelor of Administration in Public Management and Administration from the University of Victoria. Has received a number of training in study technology, basic ambulance course, firefighter, emergency services, course, a number of courses, the hazardia material for first responders, level and so on. There seems to be no occupation indicated of the candidate. This one was last at work in 2014, not sure what was the month, but last employed in 2014. He has worked for the local municipality and the health and navy. Does not have any board membership experience and was nominated by Ms. Sulokela Mayfair. Do you have copies of the certificate for the candidate? The nomination letter, fine. And acceptance letter? Have it. Have you got? Thank you. Candidate I, Mr. Derek Block, male, 45 years old, holds a Bachelor of Law from the University of the in Cape, GI Juris from UWC, and high diploma in tech from Ben Brown. He has received training in body action, corporate governance, and body effectiveness, intensive course negotiation, project planning, procurement management, and public finance management. He's currently an admitted advocate at the High Court of South Africa. Seems to be no working experience for any company, perhaps his own private practice. Board membership has not had any experience in that, was nominated by Ms. Marissa Martin. Do we have copies of certificates for this candidate J? I. Nomination letter submitted.
J. I. We have nomination
letter. Yes. Copies of certificates. Nomination letter.
At this
side
we have one,
yes.
Leadership
of something. Yes,
yes,
that is right.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So we have this candidate. Candidate J, Ramesh Vasan, male, 5 years, CIU, has a training in field research, international humanitarian law, military veterans in association. He's currently a professional assistant and a retired attorney. He has worked for the Hana Khan Parker, Department of Foreign Affairs, Consul General, Parliamentary Office, Alva Senate Company, and those number of companies that I mentioned there. He has experience in board membership, was nominated by, let's say, the school Gabo. Do we have copies of the certificate?
We have a degree and...
Are there? A nomination letter is there. Acceptance letter. Thank you. Shall we pass the same list? Candidate K, chamber Dr. Mani, female, 39 years, holds a postgraduate diploma in business admin from the University of Victoria, BCom accounting from the University of Transcare, associate diploma from the Institute of Bankers, diploma in customer service. She's currently a senior advisor at ESCOM Enterprise Development. She has worked for ESCOM and ASPA, has a board membership experience of FARA, Department of Human Settlement, being the Audit Committee, Finance and Fiscal Commission, the Audit Committee in Pumalanga, the Department of Human Settlement, and the Audit Committee there. She was nominated by Monica Somani. Copies. A nomination letter there. Thank you very much. Shall we pass the candidate? Candidate L. Mr. Moinges, India. Is a male, 2 years old, holds a national diploma in security risk management, diploma in aviation security, project management certificate, program in economics, public finance, disaster and communication management certificate. He received training from aviation security management, training in security aviation management, training in senior aviation security management, security operations for Canada. He's currently a managing director of Incoma Aerospace and Defense Systems. He has worked for Africa Civil Aviation Commission, South African Civil Aviation Authority, Department of Transport, Ecuador Metropolitan Police Department, East Bend Metro Council, Kyalami Metropolitan Council, Eden Bend Town Council. Does not have an experience in board, was nominated by Mr. Andile Akuleni. Do you have copies of the CV for the candidate? Not the CV, just the actual CV can mention that you need.
The diploma, yeah. We have the diploma here, and can we take it stamp on it? Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Can we pass that candidate? Candidate M? Mr. K. Saham Fritaza Kova. May 40, holds a BI risk and the LLB from the University of Northern Wales, has received a number of training in legislative drafting, participating in advanced legislative drafting, participating in housing finance, a lot of certificates mentioned there. He is currently a director of legal services and labor relations at the Department of Tourism, Environmental and Economic Affairs in the state of business. He has worked for the state legal authority, Department of Public Works and Transport, the Presidency, Department of Local Government and Housing, Labor Department of Education. Does not have an experience was nominated by Mr. Temba Chisi Lalini from Black Management Forum. Do we have the candidate certificate?
No, we have a number certificate. I'm not sure to check if I have stamps on them.
Okay. Shall we pass? Candidate N, Unami Howard Ndombela. 33 years old, has an LLB and a certificate in competitive law. Training received, just an introduction to trial advocacy and the LEAD certificate. He is currently working on Ndombela and Lamola Attorneys. He has worked for CF County Incorporated, Road Accident Fund, Montezuma, so Sabia Incorporated. He has very experience of a board. He was nominated by Mr. Ronnie Ozzy Lamola. Ronald Ozzy Lamola. Do you have copies of the certificate for the candidates? All right. And the acceptance letter? And the acceptance letter. Thank you. No, I'm not here. Candidate O, Mr. Christopher Ferreira, 54 years old, holds a Battalion of Personnel Management and a BProc from the University of the State. He's currently working for Star Legal Department. Does not have any previous experience, not listed any board membership experience. Was nominated by Mr. Jury Room, the CEO of FAR. Do you have the copies of the certificate?
We
have copies. Two, thank you. We pass candidate P. Dr. William Rowland, male, 75 years old. He holds a diploma in Chartered Society of Physiotherapy from the UK, Master of Arts from UNISA, PhD from University of Cape Town. He's currently an honorary president of South African National Council for the Blind. He has worked for the Cabomate to develop and trust for disabled people. He has a previous experience of board in housing company Swani, the Dodge has a domain name authority, South African Broadcasting Corporation SABC. He's been a member of the UN Panel of Experts Monitoring Implementation of Standards Rules, President of the World Blind Union, Chairperson of International Disability Alliance. He was nominated by Ms. Nalini Maharaj from M. Maharaj actually. We have copies of certificates of candidates and future pass. Candidate Q, Mr. Olani David Gwala, he's 37 years old, has an MBA, in certificate in forensic investigation, a D-Tech, a national diploma in commercial administration. He has received previous training in security care and certificate. He is currently the regional manager at the Western Cape Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority. He has worked for FIRA, the Department of Labor, Ethically, Water Services, and Technical Natural. Does not have any previous experience in board. Was nominated by Mr. Bongani Richard in Demande. Do we have copies of the certificate for the candidate?
We have copies.
Thank you very much. Shall we pass the candidate? Candidate N. No, first candidate R. Yes. Mr. Norman Tinyefo Baloy, he's 40 years old, he has an MBA, a diploma in business management, auditing, BCom in financial management, program investment analysis, MSc in electronics, another master's in electrical engineering, a BSc honors in computational and applied mathematics, Bachelor of Science in Mathematics, Computational and Applied Mathematics, Certificate of Information Systems Auditor, Certificate of Information Systems Security Professional, Certified Information Security Manager, IT Infrastructure Library, Control Objectives for Information and Data Technology. He has received extensive training in Corporate Governance, King 3, being a director, Part 1, Audit committees, workplace ethics, introduction to corporate governance, finance and for directors, building effective audit committees, public finance management. He is currently the director or head of IT at the HSRC. He has worked for the KwaZulu-Natal legislature, NRF, International Business Research, Chemical Industries, Space Information Agency, Technology Agency, Electronic Communications, Department of Finance, and Economic Development in Limpopo, NIA, CSIR, He has a previous board experience for ESCOM, Rail Security, Safety Regulator, Capital College for Further Educational Training, Culture, Religion and Linguistics, Vice Commission Mechanics. There seems to be no nomination letter. Do we have a nomination letter for Mr. Baloyi?
I'll have to look for one again. Did you not see any?
I haven't seen any. And do you have copies of the qualifications? I did not see
the nomination that I have here, is that nominated by Baloyi?
Yes.
If you look on the first page, I, Professor Maredi, Ivan Makhalele.
Okay. Married in person, eh? Copies of certificate?
I can't see,
I didn't see
any. Double check my email,
but
I do not.
Yeah,
I know.
On the CV it looks very well, so the proof is not evident.
I will check if I even, because most of them I wrote back asking
you. You did, I've seen that you wrote to him, but he hasn't, he did not respond.
He didn't respond.
He didn't respond.
Oh no, let's put it aside.
Yes.
I thought you wanted to have a complaint. When did you write to him?
So minimum requirements not there. Shall we pass this candidate excluded from the voter, Mr. Baloyi? So we're cancelling candidate out. Candidate S, Mr. Vuyani Dara, 49 years old, has got a master's in forensic investigation, certificate in monitoring and evaluation, B.Tech in business administration, B.Tech in policing, certificate in electrical engineering. Has received training from FAP, CompTIA hardware, electrical course, electronic course, diploma in introduction to microcomputers, electrical course. He is currently not employed. He has worked for Eastern Cape Provincial FAP, St. Bellevue Police Station. Has no previous board membership and was nominated by Ms. Andiva Ndona. Do we have copies of certificates for candidates? You have, yeah, no, okay, thank you very much. Shall we pass this on date? Thank you. Candidate T, Mr. Eugene Pierre Johnson Van Furen, 71 years old, has got a BSc Engineering, a post-grad diploma in structural engineering and finance and investment management diploma. No other training received. He is currently a consultant on top facilities internationally. He has worked as a consultant also of the ICC Stadium, Stadium Compliance for World Cup events, Cricket South Africa Stadium, FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022, Sports and Creation South Africa. He has worked for the ICC World Cup in India, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, the FIFA Confederation Cup in 2009 and FIFA World Cup 2010 as a technical team of the South African technical team in the LOC. He has also worked for the World Cup T20 tournament in South Africa International, that was organized by the ICC. Architect, cricket stadium in Dubai, Sport City, and a number of experience there for companies that he has worked for. Board membership for Concrete Society South Africa, professional engineer, and he is also a board of the Super Sport Park Cricket Stadium and the Titans Cricket. Was nominated by Mike Gaida for Cricket South Africa. We have some.
Are we talking about state?
No, Pansel and Mr. Eugene. Yes.
Ndara Yvonne?
Yeah.
We have plenty. I did have, I didn't, I missed what I was saying, that's why I was just checking. Sorry for some of this. From Sturen, I have three documents here. Jamse van Sturen, a candidate team. I have academic qualifications.
Nomination letter.
And a nomination letter.
Okay,
check.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Chairman. I actually just wanted to suggest for time saving, if you could check if the documents criteria is the session before we go to this. We disqualify and we waited 5 or 10 minutes already. You're reading them. So if you can check the certificates and all that before we go further on.
So this one is okay.
Yes.
We have
I have this certificate.
Yes.
I'm hoping that you have it in your file.
Alright. Have you got two candidates? You? Can you first verify if you've got the nomination letter?
You.
Mr. Sain, Rory Sain. Nomination letter and the copies of certificate. National Diploma in Public Administration. No certificate. Okay, so we can pass on the candidate. Candidate number V, Mr. Robert I. Nichols, nomination letter. There seems to be no nomination from
the same company, same institute, in the same email, saying that it was from nominated by Cricket. The email nomination
is
they say it was by Mr. Mike Gajar, but Mr. Gajar didn't.
But we passed that one to me.
Just two candidates. Same and Nicole.
Yeah, but they were not Mr. Mike got a nominated someone else.
Also,
what was he?
Not also someone else. But that was by himself. This was two different ones from a different email. Two CV attached, two candidates. Magadja is someone else too.
What's the in one letter, this person nominated two candidates, yeah?
Yeah. The email was sent, you probably verbally told them, tell these people I nominate you. This person, that's what I'm telling you. I'm just going to open my register. If you look at the nominated, where's Gajar? U and B. And check if South Africa was Jansen from here. Right?
Yes.
That's the other person. Shane and Nicole, you and me, have sent an email from this office saying it was Mr. Gajar, and in the same email they attached these two people to CD etc. So, candidate you and me were came in the same email, correct? Yeah, I think Nicole has slightly more information than Shane.
So, is there a nomination letter? Are there qualifications?
Just the email and the qualifications for Nicole.
All levels. The all level certificates.
I'm still over because I don't have a hard copy.
Is there
for us?
For you and me.
In the
pack. You don't have the that you have those copies.
Okay, so we eliminate the candidates, both candidates.
Spain and Nicole.
Spain and Nicole.
Yes, no applause.
It was Stain. It was just because Stain has the initials RJ. But he also copy of the youth, same CD. And I've got that same CD, so it's just up to you. I put all the candidates of the first and later of their, not their act, when they arrive, they're allocated, and then they're shown that. So it's not really my top, it's just an application. So it's fine.
Honourable members, it's nothing fine. Honourable members, in your funds, we're talking about funds now. The VMW, you don't get information that is necessary unless Usune can take it wherever. If it's missing, but at the present moment, we don't have the information. Welcome, we stay in Nichols, and then let's go to Flanders. Yeah. Oh, you and V were all agreed that you don't have enough information. Yeah, also is concerning, let's go to W.
That isn't anything that I
have. Okay. W, yes.
Alright. The last candidate, we have the copies of certificate. W. Nomination letter, copies of certificate.
Nomination letter is there.
The BA Human Movement Studies honors.
Do you have certificates, honorable members? There's one saying yes. Honorable Akram is saying yes. Please double check on our members. They are saying our results, not a certificate. What do we do?
Did you phone them that you are submit?
Yes, have a record of communication.
Honorable members were here now. We cannot start from phoning, inquiring. They were aware that the closing date of the CVs. We cannot start now. Honorable,
thank you, sir. I just want to check now. You go to show the disability CV. Then we form the candidates when they come to the CV. They bring along the foundation. So, what is the last name?
The process now that which we're on, we're still identifying, and then the other things we discussed in your point, we started to say that let's check with our files that we, the thing that we're doing, and after that, all the relevant questions will be discussing and get information. We're just now doing what we get in doing. We're coming to the next step. What do we do? And then your question is relevant. What are you saying about W? No certificate. You want to say something?
No,
okay. Let's pass on. Honorable members, Ms. Ngema, here we are. We've finished to identify what is the next step, which I know, but I want you to take us.
Thank you, Chair. Now that Chair, we have eliminated four candidates of the 23. The process is for members to engage on the
matter. Please, honourable members, it's allowed to caucus, but don't want us not to hear somebody who is in the floor. You can caucus, but you must caucus like a bedroom was. Honourable Musi.
I did not hear it, but maybe you said the note that I was talking about. What did you say about W?
cancelled, there's no certificate with a copy of result. Come again. Okay. Honorable members, Honorable Madad and Honorable Manan.
I think the other situation that is qualification, I'm not sure we need to whether they complete a study or study, because we can only produce qualifications if you complete a study. So I just need that clarity whether in terms of the requirement that they automatically exclude anyone who's currently.
Now this is for Honorable Mother and Honorable Malat, is a relevant question. Like, we will be counseling people, but the address didn't say that. If somebody is still schooling and have qualification which not a certificate of finishing something, and Mr. Gem.
So what the advert stipulated was that candidates also provide copies of certified certificates. Like I indicated last week that the advert does not specify the minimum educational requirements, but only stipulates in the case of the chairperson who should be a practicing attorney or an advocate. Obviously there are some requirements with regard to the chairperson. But as for the rest of the board members, there are no educational requirements. Except that's why we insist here on saying are the copies of qualifications attached, be it an O level or a
okay.
Or degree.
I do hear you. Is any qualifications that this person is having? Honorable Abraham, and then I'll speak to you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Yes, it's a good thing because I go through a TV show, looks like a good anyway. She completed it in 1997 and then also in 1998, Your Honor. And the paper, so she was actually attached to her CV. It's not like she is still studying, but there is a certificate attached to something like that.
Una?
Something that I don't understand is that the candidate says that postgraduate studies were completed in 19. The BA was in 1997, the Honours in Development Studies in 1998. And then on page 2 of the PDF that I have, the certificate says that she, or the results, that we didn't offer, we said for qualification. The certificate says that it is certified from the administration of the university. It says that the postgraduate level 1 seems to have been passed in 2014, so that must be another postgraduate diploma, which is proving that she passed. I don't know if that is valid. Because it is a document from the institution itself.
From the institution itself?
Yeah, if you look there on the second page of University of the Western Cape, just after the teacher confirmed I, Ruth Saunders, accept the nomination, page after that.
So I think we also have to take a step back to go to how we dealt with that instance where an academic record was produced rather than an application. In this case, there's an indication that there was a postgraduate diploma that was completed in 1997, but the proof of that qualification isn't attached. And I think if we were to use the same consistency with this in the previous one, it would follow because there is no actual proof of the actual qualification. It's an indication that it was completed, but it's not in the documentation.
I'll come back to what you mentioned.
I'll put a problem here. I wish he's after, so I can't even think about it. Can you tell this to the rest of us so that I know what are the requirements? Because I can't even show you that we don't know what are the requirements.
Yes, okay. Let's entertain what the honorable member is saying. because also Mayor, in her last comment, you said that the team, the applications are from the institution. Okay. Can I ask you this? Honorable Manan, whilst we're still trying to get the advert, I'll be entertaining the hands.
Thank you so much. I've been protesting with my first police application since the certificates or the diplomas, they are not in the package. And she did try to call the candidate to submit the certificate. And these are the, I don't know whether these are the results for the school, nothing like certificate and diploma. If maybe we can just put it up. And if members nominate that person, he or she will give us the reason or whatever recommendation about the candidate, because you cannot say members must not nominate. We could call it away or we just leave it like that. I don't know.
Another, Ms. Honorable Daphne.
No, I think it's a person. No, I think up to so far there is only one criterion that I've seen us using, that is going to provide certified copies of qualifications for. I think we should follow the same rule with this one, and therefore I would support the Honorable Manana on that one.
Yes.
Yeah, two questions, because I'm not advised to any person or any particular CD, but someone like Rolstein, who was the bodyguard for Madiba, the qualifications is like, now I know we're very, very careful, because in the past we've been bitten by qualification scandals, and so we need to cross our R's and cross our T's. But is there a way in which we could maybe do, as someone mentioned, I think it was a woman that said that we call the person in, and when they come for that interview, that they must bring a certificate or they will then be disqualified. You know, it's just to disqualify a skill like that, a person with the knowledge that they do and the qualification that they do, which seems to be unique to this set of CVs, we might be kicking ourselves in the teeth here. So, as I said, it's a bit that maybe we look at that in a bit more broader sense, but then at the interview, if they are shortlisted, that all certificates are verified.
He is opening the other angles that we wanted to cut off. So, I've even myself said that this is not the time to call and phone. But if members, they are feeling that these 1, 2, 3, 4 candidates don't have anything from themselves, let's put a question mark when we are selecting, and then saying that we are waiting for the confirmation of 1, 2, 3, 4, because there are 4 candidates looking out. We've said we cannot call, we cannot do otherwise, but if there's one who's supporting you about the idea, we can as a committee saying that this afternoon the office must do that. Anyone who's supporting the idea?
Yeah, it's already said that if we are to do that,
remember, press your mic.
We can't do it only for the ones that we are currently. We need to do for all of them, so that we are consistent. We can't do it for one and not other. If we are doing it, it means we must do it for all 4 of them, so that we are not guys that we were biased towards one country.
No, that's what this version and the thinking of Honorable Duffin, I'm saying, if, because he motivated, if we are agreeing, let's say those 4 candidates, the last 4 that were set out, let's do what he is proposing. And then by, we must need time frames saying that by this end of the day or tomorrow, the office must call these people and indicate to everyone that he does get what is needed. With that Honorable Isa is saying, where is the address? Can you entertain that? Because you say that some of rejections, he is not supporting because he doesn't know what advent was. It said to them.
Given the agreements, the proposal that Donald Gassman made, I think it will answer directly one of the questions, because those that were offered upon the basis of the recognition of the qualifications. So the fact that the only will be contacted should get those 2 minutes answered that question.
Yes. Umamun Kema shouldn't be supporting what you are proposing too often.
I think it is crucial, members, that we actually see the advert, because the advert will then direct exactly an answer of the questions. What is required of the nominees, and did the nominees meet the criteria as required in terms of the advert? So I think it's crucial that even now, before the committee proceeds, the address must be read out for clarity, as well as answers that are still looming around.
Thank you, Honorable Members. I was thinking that time will come, and in office, we must have a break of 10 minutes that they must look at their computer or whatever to bring us the address. Because I said all relevant documents. I even said even the act. The act was given by the Ms. Ngema when we think that we want that act, and then we made copies of what I was making the office. Can the office try to get the advert? Let's break for 10 or 15 minutes. Thank you. I am the last. If now you want me to read from the computer, now this is one copy that everybody, when we're speaking, must get. I cannot read me alone. Yeah, 10 minutes, course, we'll try to. No.
And it would be opening a can of worms to say others are given preference to go through the process when they will not have time. So.
The address, each rejection nomination must contain the full name and addition the nomination, the nominee's signed identification number,